Pay titties.
I thought you were going to add something.
I couldn't. I just hissed.
Coming to you all over Norfolk, Virginia, Go On Podcast presents How Embarrassing with Molly and Jeff!
Hey everybody, welcome to How Embarrassing. It's another episode of All of Our Embarrassing Lives. My name
I think
that's right.
No, you got it wrong, but it sounded good. Oh. You said it's another episode of Our Embarrassing Lives.
Oh my god, it's another
more accurate than it's kind of what the short
of
show
our
is
embarrassing
now.
Lives. My
and
name
I'm Jeff.
Is Molly. And that over there, that's producer Matt Gold.
I'm jerking off.
And my dad just texted me and said that my hair looked pretty in my Instagram video. Thanks, Dad. It really means a lot because Matt Cole and Jeff both asked if I had an important meeting today. They were confused about my appearance. That's right.
No, I compliment you because you're like doing like part goth aesthetic. You have like black boots and black tights on.
That's me, dog.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize.
Part goth?
A lot of people.
I don't see that.
Bottom
at all.
Goth.
She's a bottom goth.
She's a bottom gother.
I'm a bottom goth. A lot of people don't
bet your
realize.
Bottom gother at tomorrow.
Come what may.
Wait, okay, so your bottom goth top Swifty?
Top Swifty.
No, a lot of people I don't think realize that I'm actually pretty edgy in my dress style. I've just really let myself go.
Cool.
That's you being edgy.
I don't like wear clothes anymore, so whenever I do, people are like, oh damn, she's got something up.
I think it was the hair also.
Yeah, the hair. Honestly, for those of you who can't see at home, go check our Instagram page because it's all over the gram that my hair is glossy and beautiful.
It's like half blowout, half back blown out.
Yeah.
Bottom blown out.
Hell yeah. It's bottom goth, top blowout.
Yum.
Beautiful. All right.
Sensual love.
Well, worms, we've got a big...
You don't have that hooked back up on the new system yet?
I mean,
so you're just going to pretend that...
How embarrassing!
Worms, we've got a big podcast this week. There is some huge stuff coming later.
Spaghetti butts!
So you have to you have to listen to the whole podcast to find out.
Okay. is there an ad break there? Or?
Did anyone get embarrassed this week?
Damn. What happened this
week? I'm embarrassed for both of you right now.
Wait, why?
Why?
Because no one complimented me on my new glasses.
Oh my gosh.
I like them.
That
I'm
is embarrassing
to...
for us because they're so different than
yeah,
any
I'm trying to figure out what's different about them. Are they lighter? They're okay, I see
they're
now.
Gray.
They're gray. They're not black.
I think they're brown.
Okay. Yeah, they're like a brownish gray.
They're not black. They're either dark brown or dark gray.
See, that's a color to me that could be a red or green.
So I didn't say anything.
I should have been like, hey, cool green glasses.
Hey, I love your red glasses, man.
They don't look very different, but looking through them is a world of difference.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You got your prescription changed?
No.
They're just clean.
I just got new ones that like aren't scratched up and dirty because I haven't been able to like wear my glasses while looking at a computer screen recently because it's
too
so
much.
Cloudy.
Oh
too
my
much.
Gosh, is that why you've been wearing your contacts?
I haven't been wearing my contacts. I just take them off when
you've
I'm working.
You've just been nakey eyes?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't need them if I'm like sitting in front of a screen, but
I do.
They came in today. I put them on. I said, holy shit.
Said, holy shit, look at that big
see.
Boofer.
Holy shit, look at that hot guy in the mirror.
Oh, wow.
Hachi mama.
Oh, makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Hachi wow.
What about you? Anything dumb?
I think so, and I can't fucking remember it.
Classic.
Classic Molly.
Oh, well, I had
we gotta keep notes on ourselves.
I had a stand-up show on Saturday night at the Red Crab in Hampton.
Oop, wrong.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
I had a stand-up show on Saturday night at the Red Crab in Hampton. And
which is, I assume that is just like a restaurant
dive bar.
Like, it's like a fried seafood place.
Yeah,
and does that have like a feeling of like a Fridays or something like that, like a Applebee's?
Yeah, but think lower brow than that. Like they do
lower brow than Applebee's.
They do these plastic bags filled with steamed seafood.
Wait,
oh yeah, those like are cool.
Boil bags and just like everything else deep fried.
But it wasn't the shaken crab.
No. Mm-hmm. It was red crab.
Try to say red crab five times fast.
Red crab, red crab, red crab.
Gotcha! Jeff,
got him.
I immediately went to
yourself.
Red crab.
No, say it five times fast.
Can you edit it so it sounds like I did it five times?
Yeah, but you have to say it.
You have to pay him for editing work.
I will break this fucking machine again.
Yeah. Don't break it.
Again, he did it the whole
time.
Don't break it.
I will fucking piss on your machine.
But anyway, I had a show at the Red Crab in Hampton, and it was an interesting crowd. It was mostly like family and friends of the comics performing, and then people just out to dinner. But everyone was pretty
good. Sounds about right for any comedy show in a restaurant.
It was at a restaurant. Like everyone was listening, really. But I, you know, she sent out the set list, the like order of when everyone's going, and then she came up to me and she was like, "Molly, can I move you a little earlier?" And I was like, "Sure, I don't care." And she was like, "Okay, you're gonna go after Ryan." And I'm like, "Okay, I don't know who Ryan is, whatever." Yeah. And then like a little bit of time passes and she comes up to me again. She goes, "Just kidding, Molly, I'm gonna put you after Blind Fury."
Is that a group?
And
there must be a group.
Well,
name,
I kind of was like,
is that,
I was like, okay.
A rapping squad?
A rapping squad.
Well, there was a rapper, a guy who rapped.
Wow, okay.
And he was really good. He had a very deep voice. It was
ooh.
Cool. But it was like,
ooh la la.
It was a fun, it was a fun night, but she goes, "You're going to go after Blind Fury." And Blind Fury gets up there, and he is this absolutely hilarious.
So it is a person.
Yes. He's a hilarious, charismatic, blind comedian.
Oh my God.
And then it me.
And
like,
then you.
God. So I go up, I'm like, "Well, I didn't realize I was going to go after the charismatic blind guy, but."
And isn't all your material like making fun of blind people
yeah,
too?
Yeah, all my material is like, "Fuck you if you're blind.
Fuck you.
You but, can't see me."
Yeah, like, "You can't see me." No, so that kind of sucked because I was
yeah,
like,
John Cena is really fucking ableist, isn't he? "You can't see me."
Yeah.
Fucked, dude. Wake up, John Cena.
Have you seen the guy who goes up against him, John Visiona? Wait, no, fuck.
John
Hira.
John Hira. That's good.
That's a good name.
You went to Cena to Visiona. But yeah, that was kind of like, but it was still pretty good. I have one, like, not even full on. It's like my material. And I also looked around and saw the crowd and it's all like black women out to dinner for their friend's 55th birthday. You know, like it's all just women.
It's a specific event.
Yes. But it was like five tables. Oh, okay. And I was like, okay, like, these lady, and they're like religious ladies, so I'm like, I'm not gonna do like really edgy stuff. Like there was one comedian who was really vulgar.
Uh-oh.
And I could tell they didn't like that.
No.
So I was like, I'll reel it in a little. And I have one joke that's like a halfway kind of abortion joke. And I said like a watered down version of that joke.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, like they were like,
wait, can you tell
clutching
it?
Their pearls. Yeah, I talk about it. I mean, it's gonna sound so stupid out of context, but it's the joke.
No.
You guys have both heard it. It's the joke about how if God got me pregnant, I would go to God's Planned Parenthood.
Oh yeah.
And fix that situation.
Yeah.
That
was great.
What is God's Planned Parenthood?
Wait, you've heard her tell this joke?
Yeah.
Have I?
Are you?
You might. I think I ran it past you. I think I told it maybe on this podcast.
Anyways, if you don't want to tell it again, that's fine.
But she basically just did. I mean,
yeah, it's like that's that's the gist of it.
Maybe they were offended because it didn't have a punchline.
Oh my God.
Jeff, fuck you. First
no,
of
for
all.
Some people just saying the words Planned Parenthood, they're like, oh
yeah,
my God.
They like got kind of like freaked out by it. And I
should,
could, But
call
I didn't
it prepared mommies.
I didn't
instead.
Even say God's. I didn't say I would. I didn't even say I would take care of it. I said I would go to God's Planned Parenthood and make a plan of my own, because it was all about like God's plan, basically.
Oh, anyway, yeah, I remember this.
And so this is like the end of it. But anyway, they didn't like that because I said Planned Parenthood.
Damn, yeah. That's real. I mean,
but I mean, I won them back over. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What joke won him back
I'd
over?
I'd say I did really medium at this open mic. What I've realized is my...
Every crowd is different?
Every crowd is different. And I think I would crush in Baltimore because it's such...
Because it's 90% your family?
Well, yes, but also it's such a specifically Catholic city. Like, I think I could do really well in New England, too.
Okay.
Because...
In Ireland?
A lot of my material is very, like, growing up Catholic-centered, or, like, I have a lot of Catholic material, but no one around here, like, is really Catholic. Everyone's other things.
I was raised Catholic. There's, yeah, like, a 500 Catholic churches in each of the cities
I
here.
Feel like this
they
area...
They just don't go to comedy shows, because that's a sin.
This area is not very... It's
Christian. A sin.
This area is Christian.
Red is
Catholic.
A sinful color.
Raised Roman Catholic.
Yeah, but... You're not the majority.
What?
Sorry.
All right, so
sorry, Jeff.
I have to ask, do you know about the movie Blind Fury?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing that's why he called himself Blind Fury.
Can I guess
Fury.
What it's about?
Maybe.
Please do.
He's probably
if you
on
get
social
this right.
Media. We could look him up. He was funny as fuck.
My guess is Blind Fury is about the pinball wizard.
And also the crowd loved him because he brought every single
from
person he's
who
ever met.
Song?
Oh, so it's a Who based.
Is it the music video for Pinball Wizard by Who?
Wow, what a good guess. Molly, do you have a guess?
It's about a blind race car driver.
No.
Honestly, that's the first thing that came to my
right?
mind.
Right, doesn't it seem like it would be?
Something about Furry
but
Road.
But I have some good
furry
clips.
Road?
Yeah.
I have some good clips.
Oh, wait, that's my personal collection.
Sorry.
All right, it's start. Okay. And this is a fascinating story, and Barrett would want to do this on his podcast,
okay.
Plugs. But so this movie, Blind Fury, was supposed to be the action hit of the summer, but it got
what
pushed
summer?
Back. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Another huge movie came out in 89
Titanic.
And blew it out of
no,
the water.
That's when I was, okay. Back to the Future.
No, it was 85.
Fuck.
Okay. Another like
83.
Action
like an
movie,
action movie,
yeah,
Mission Impossible,
89,
Die Hard.
No,
neither God, of us were alive bad. In 89.
Yeah. Batman,
forever.
So no, the first Batman, Michael Keaton,
the Michael
Tim Burton
Keaton one,
and Blind Fury just fucking tanked. And it's actually a really good movie, but and you're close. It's about a blind like samurai ninja warrior, a white one, obviously, because you know,
yeah. So it was the 80s.
But played by Rutger Hauer of Blade Runner, and also co-starring Terry O'Quinn, patron saint of the comedy theater.
Huh.
So, and when you said race car driver, it's funny because I have the best lines pulled up here. Here's a little snippet here. Now, why don't you turn around there? Look at that. He's driving a car.
Okay.
Is that the blind guy?
Yeah, he's driving this big truck.
What's your excuse?
Holy shit. Are you blind? Yeah, what's your excuse?
Holy shit. So, yeah.
He did a really bad job of acting like he was blind. His pupils were like directly looking at people.
He looked right at him.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to like, you know, look like away from? No.
Yeah. Have you ever like, seen Arrested Development? Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays a blind.
She does
a
great
faking
job.
Blind.
He should like, have sunglasses on.
She plays a woman faking that she's blind,
and
right?
She does a great job.
He's not real. Is the actor really blind?
No.
He's not real. So
I think it's time for an ad break.
Yeah.
Let's ad break.
Let's
break it.
To the sponsors.
Blind Fury in theaters now, 1989.
Have you ever cut your lip when you're just trying to read a piece of paper?
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Have you ever cut your lip when you're just trying to use toilet paper?
Yeah, do you have something to fix shit?
Yes. Have you ever tried turning the pages and using your hands?
Oh,
instead,
yeah,
of,
I guess.
Instead of my mouth?
Yes, that's
no,
right,
wait,
everybody.
What? Okay.
At the end of your arms, if you're like me, you have two hands.
Oh, you fucking ableist.
Fuck!
I don't have two arms.
Okay, well, if you don't, you could maybe use your arm to turn the page. I'm just saying.
He just said he has two.
He doesn't have two arms.
Okay, well, if you don't have two arms and you don't have two hands and you have to use your mouth.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, the How Embarrassing podcast is proudly sponsored by both hands and lip guards. That's right. If you don't have hands, pop on a lip guard and you can thumb through, or lip through, rather, all the pages you need as fast as you can. And no cuts, no butts, no coconuts. You'll have a smooth trip down reading lane.
Yeah.
That's
isn't that great? I love a pie.
Yes. Now show us how fast you can turn the page.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. God, there is a book right in front of you. I like it. Lightning fast. Thanks, lip guards and hands.
Where are the hands part of it?
Right
are
here.
Are just gloves? What's a hand guard?
No, they're just hands. There's no guard on the hands. It's fine, honey. Drink your lip guards.
I gotta say, Molly, that was really impressive.
Thank you.
That was really impressive.
Honestly, then, I'm telling you guys, I've turned over a new leaf. This podcast.
And then Jeff just like sits there and he's like.
For a long time, this podcast has just been part of my life. It's a thing I do. I'm so used to it. It's like breathing. But now we're going to monetize.
Yeah. We're going to stop breathing and we're going to start getting real.
Hey, I have a
proposition.
Polite. Yeah. Okay.
Proposition us.
We never start a commercial with, has this ever happened to you ever again? We never use that aspect into a commercial anymore.
Is that what makes you mentally shut down?
I get bored instantly.
Okay, because that could have been a really interesting commercial, but you phoned it in.
I think I did fine. I mean, what? How am I supposed to respond?
How are we supposed to get
have
sponsors?
Have you ever done this? Blank. Have you ever done this? Blank. Have you ever done this? Blank.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, you go.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun. What good improv. Give me an and every once in a while.
No. How about I'll give you something?
I think you should start with the scene.
I'll give you a swift.
And then we figure out how to get a product in there. Fucking
I'll give you
jam
a swift
in
kick in the nuts, dog.
Jeff has very specific ideas about what commercial should be.
I think we get sponsored.
Yes.
I think we get sponsored. Like, and let's start doing it for free.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think people might want us to pay them to be able to mention their products on
no,
this show.
No, we'll think of normal stuff like car keys.
Yeah, let's no one's sponsoring car
Nobody
keys. This
is
genius, Molly.
We're going to sponsor things.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
And no one's sponsoring them.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is good.
This is a business meeting.
Woo, woo. God, it's the sound of the meeting. Woo, woo.
The business devil
meeting.
Is here.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
The business devil, the final boss, if
the
you will.
The business devil is here.
The business devil. Oh, it's not on.
The business devil is here.
Wait.
The business devil.
Let's pull back this curtain to look at this devil. I mean,
yeah.
I thought he was like some big creature. Oh, my God.
Me?
Oh,
Daddy.
No.
Chipmunk.
He's just a chipmunk on a stool in front of a microphone.
I'm an actual monster.
No, we see that you just hit the little button this time.
Okay, you got me.
Aw.
It's so
little
cute.
Little chipmunk.
Sorry, chipmunk.
I didn't know you were... We were scared of you.
We were scared. Why
has you... this ever happened to you?
Never woke up from the
ass. You thought you woke up.
The top is still spinning. Or I think it wobbled at the end.
Look at the clock. It's going backwards.
Stanley Kubrick is alive.
The stairs are going around and around. Anywho, real quick, y'all. Before we started this podcast, we talked about how we want to revamp the look of the pod. We want to redo our logo.
We
want to get some new podcast artwork.
Yeah.
Maybe something we could put on a sticker. And I want something with our picture on it. So I think all three of us, you,
yeah,
and me.
She's pointing to me.
AKA you to you.
Oh.
Should design some podcast artwork. We'll put it on the Instagram and we'll have the worms vote for the winner.
That does sound fun.
I love it.
So let's give ourselves a week.
A week?
Yes.
A week.
If we
you think creative juices just happen in a week?
Yes. Because if
I'd
we
say
do
2 weeks.
If we do not put a hard deadline on this, y'all will sit on your asses.
I am out of town Thursday through like Monday.
Well,
so
luckily this episode
I'm
will
not
come out.
It, and I'm yeah, I,
this
I have
episode
no
comes
time.
Out in 2 weeks. So
okay, so by the time this by the time this episode comes out, we'll be releasing.
Yeah, so okay, as soon as you hear this.
When you hear this,
check
go to the
Instagram.
Go to the gram, and if you're a threads queen, go to the threads.
And if you're that thread queen.
If you're a thread queen, go to the threads.
Or Facebook, maybe? Does that work?
Yeah, and Facebook.
Or email us.
Okay, so we have 2 weeks.
I haven't checked the emails.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my numbers get really high. Let's check the emails. Who's calling?
Okay,
your
yeah, see if we got any fan mail.
It's the time for fan mail.
Are you a fan?
Mail.
Are you a male?
Fan mail.
Yeah, we always take.
Or are you a fan mail?
Fan mail. I think I even for this. Okay, for this artwork competition, I might even sign up for 30-day
free... Did you say fartwork?
Yeah, for the fartwork competition. I might even sign up for 30-day free trial of Canva to really get my juice going.
Okay, it's like 30 emails from TeePublic. We need to fucking unsubscribe from their like list.
They send us money.
No. I'm not saying like block them. I'm saying they send us like... There's a new sale of this item.
Yeah, because like, every time I
we need to unsubscribe from their fucking
every
notifications.
Every time I upload new artwork, it reactivates the sale prices.
Did you say refart?
Wait.
I thought she said refart.
We do have an email from Liam Justice.
Yay! Our fan!
This is
do
from,
you think, hey, wait, Liam, are
this
you
this is from
a
over a fucking month ago.
Liam, almost. Are you a... Are you a graphic designer? If so, submit your artwork to the email address.
He's just asking where his feet pics at.
This is oh yeah,
shit.
We.
I don't think he paid for those.
I think he paid for everything.
I think
and we didn't give him anything.
I think he's paid for this whole.
I
studio.
Definitely sent him a shirt.
You did.
I've sent him stuff because he also
a
subscribed.
Used shirt
because you're
he
in charge
also
of that.
Was, he was
where's a, our all our money from this podcast, Molly?
In yeah. my bank account.
Oh,
directly in it.
Yeah.
Is it thousands of
Are you
of
keeping
dollars?
Track of it,
babe? No.
Have we spent anything on the pod through that money?
I pay dues. Matt Cole with it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
we got dues.
Anyways, this is from February 27th. Which today is...
I mean, that's not bad. Is there an older one?
March 25th.
That's not bad. If
that's
he's-
not bad. Yeah. We got to it within a month.
Yeah. And he has no idea when we're recording this.
He has no idea.
Yeah, we're that far ahead.
He's in Canada. Sorry, we're in a different time zone.
Yeah that's true.
Yeah.
What's he say? What's up, Liam?
He says...
Hey.
The subject, episode 195. Which one is that?
Uh-oh.
Which one's 195?
Well, I guess I can just read and we'll find out.
Okay.
Hey, how embarrassing. Episode 195 with Eva. Oh, won't stream past 4 minute mark.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
Couldn't download this one either. Love the pod as always, Liam.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Someone pull up the
Wait
pod.
Wait a minute.
I'm pulling it up.
All right. Yeah. Sorry.
195.
Sorry, guys. We had the business.
Oh, Eva had a fun episode.
We had the business devil come to us today.
Turns out he was just a chipmunk.
I might have to
still.
Hit up the chat another day and get that website again. What?
I'm playing.
Oh.
It.
I
was really confused. Uh-oh. I was like, I thought Molly was still speaking because I was looking at my phone.
I might have to hit up the chat another day.
Is it still not go past 4 minutes? This was a month
it's
ago.
Still not go past? Oh, I remember
one.
The
That's I have not right bought now. My ticket.
It's John, it's John Regan. So do you have a sexy story for us or not? maybe, yeah, maybe, let's see.
It's still broken.
No, it says it's an hour and 13, let's see.
I was going to say, on Apple Pod, it says it's an hour 13. Wait.
But it stops.
Does it end there?
At four. And then the rest is silence?
No, we still... I
people don't like me.
Why every time I fast forward is it just me talking?
People don't like me. I have a bad reception down here in the basement, so it's up. Okay, I fixed it. I kind of remember that.
I remember this.
Yeah.
So this happened back in like November, December.
Yeah, yeah.
And Austin Gamlin told us.
We knew about it immediately, but thank you, Liam. We really appreciate
thank
your feedback.
You,
if you have any other feedback, please feel free. Send us an email.
Liam,
how
and if
podcast,
you're,
once
gmail. Again, com. If you are a graphic designer.
If you have any feedback or, you know, free graphic
free
designs.
Whatever the new logos are that win, Liam's going to get one for
and
free regardless,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're
going to You're going to make sure that happens.
I'll
you
make
got
it
all
happen.
The money.
I'll make it work.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
All right, can we send the devil away so we can get out of... or
please.
Do you have anything else to say about business meetings?
No, that's our big contest, so we can use the artwork to apply to festivals.
You may leave the business meeting.
Bye,
thank you,
business
Chipmunk.
Devil. We love you.
We love you, Chipmunk.
I love you too. Aww. I love it when he stops by. He's cute.
Yeah, I can't believe he was just a chipmunk.
I know. We were scared for nothing.
And this is a character that showed up before, not just
yeah.
this episode, right?
Yeah, no, it's a running character. We
yeah,
always...
Liam knows.
Yeah.
Liam knows the callback.
Oh, you know what? It might have been after the 4 minute mark of Eva's episode.
Okay, then in that case, he wouldn't get it, but that's okay.
I have something.
You have something?
Herpes?
So, no.
Aww.
No.
It's okay. If you did and I just said it on air, that'd be against HIPAA because I'm your doctor.
That's true. People don't know Molly's my doctor.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that we met because I'm Jeff's ball doctor.
Ball doctor?
I handle the ball.
I saw a video of like a...
He's my ball
like
doctor.
Instagram or TikTok or whatever today where it was a... woman complaining that her son identifies as a cat and she took him to the vet and the vet refused to and it was like it was so funny, so clearly like fucking
no.
parody or you know yeah. like there's no way like that's real or
right.
shows, but like all the comment
hey,
section was so like this is exactly what's wrong with this fucking country and I'm just like no the fact that you can't understand satire is what's wrong with the
yeah.
fucking country.
Oh my god, the cunt.
my son believes he's a tank from World War II.
She was so good at like talk she was
he's a tank.
His
remember
name's
that guy
Thomas.
That fucked his car on my strange, like strange couples or something. He was
no.
in a
yeah.
relationship with his car, and he would.
I
lay,
guess the muffle, right?
He would
muffler.
No,
was he the top or bottom
lay,
of the situation?
He would lay underneath. So he would lay underneath his car like this and kiss the front license plate.
Oh, that's sweet. We can't see what's going on
while
though.
Jerking off.
I'm sure.
So what Molly's doing is she has a paper gremlin and it's underneath a
car,
little toy car.
The, yeah.
With a gremlin, with Gizmo
so
in the car.
Gremlin, yeah, we've got a lot of gremlins on this table, but he kisses the front of the car while I'm sure he was jerking it underneath.
Oh, yikes. See, because I was wondering, like, you know, depending on the size of his member, it may not be pleasurable unless he, like, sticks, like, an insert, like a fleshlight into the tailpipe.
Right.
But if he was... being penetrated by the tailpipe. That's a different story.
That's too big.
Well,
you can get a different
but
size tailpipe.
But I said
probably.
He didn't. He wasn't involved with the tailpipe.
He wasn't involved with the tailpipe.
Well, how do you know?
He was on the underbelly.
Yeah, there's a lot of pipes under that belly.
True.
It's a lot of oil and grease.
Oh, yeah. Lots of lube.
I think Anna and Bobby are home from Portugal.
I just heard little...
yeah, I heard Cloud go crazy.
Yeah, cool.
Wait, where were we? When are we playing this fucking game? I was really excited about the game, the role-playing
yeah,
game.
Yeah, you said you were making us a game, and
D&D
then you
game?
Kind of
yeah.
bailed
yeah,
on
yeah, I'm going
to
make it. I'm halfway through the first episode.
See, we do need to give him deadlines, because he's
I
not-
know!
Yeah. I've been busy.
I'm gonna blow your freaking brains out with this with this artwork. Oh. I'm so excited. But I gotta find cute pics of us. We have so many cute pics.
Yeah, though. We do. It's
we
true.
Really do. We take great pics together.
We do need to take more pictures.
Yes.
Just in case.
I wanna get headshots.
Oh my god.
I wanna get headshots for my comedy career.
Headshot.
Yeah.
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 I want to get money shots for my.
I want to get centerfolds. Centerfolds, right? Is that the?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Those picks
folded in the center, but you got much back.
Yeah.
What's the song? Can't find a centerfold. She dreams in color. No, no.
Can't find a centerfold.
No,
no, no. It's
he's
like,
in love with a centerfold. Wait,
it's
what?
Baby, you're a centerfold.
No, shut up. What is that cheesy song from the 80s?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, it's she's a
Jay Gillis band.
Centerfold.
No. Magazine. Oh, here we go. There's my home angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that song's about his school teacher that he has a crush on.
Are you
and then
serious?
He figures out that she's the centerfold in a Playboy.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That sounds like this. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, they're in a classroom.
Yeah.
I loved how in the 80s people were okay with being creepy with kids and shit.
In the 80s? That was like into the fucking 90s and 2000s.
And today.
And today. People love to think that that shit is over. That shit is not over. It is still happening.
Oh man, R.A.P. Jake Gills.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
6 years ago.
Damn.
Sorry we missed it.
I guess he is now our angel.
And I'm the centerfold.
Not what we were talking about.
We're talking about artwork. I mean fart work.
So last night I you ever watch that? There's like a YouTube channel where
Mr. Beast, I love him.
God, I think it's called Jubilee.
Okay, go
from
on.
The
it's like social experiment type thing.
Oh,
really?
No, Molly, I think you would love it. I don't know
would
if
I?
Social experiment is the right thing, but
would I?
There's one that like I was watching last night.
Okay,
and it was they did this one thing where everyone gets in a box and you have to find the mole, and so it's like seven straight guys and one gay guy, and you have to like figure out which one
different.
Find the gay guy. So you like talk for 5 minutes or whatever.
What?
Wouldn't you just start blowing them?
You don't want to expose yourself if you're the mole.
Well, sometimes.
Anyways,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
The last last night I was watching one, and it was I think six Swifties and one hater.
Oh,
I would sniff that out immediately.
And
girls,
I want Matt to pull up like the thumbnail of it so that Molly can look at everyone.
Girls
and
are
see.
So bad at hiding how much they fucking hate Taylor Swift. Same with boys, honestly. But boys don't try to hide it. Girls
I
do.
I am a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
Pause it there. Pause it there.
Pause it.
All right.
Okay.
We are
looking at seven people right now.
Uh-huh.
Top left, she's a Swift-esque woman, I would say. She
kind of looks like Taylor Swift.
I'm saying top right or bottom left.
So top right is black women. They're all young. Like they're
really young.
None
yeah.
of them are in their 30s. In fact, I think they're like maybe even early 20s.
I think
they're,
two of them are in their 30s. I watched this episode last
they're
night.
They're almost mm-hmm. too young to be Taylor Swift fans. To
two
be
of them are in their 30s, the bottom middles.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so speaking of Derek, it looks like Derek Munn, bottom right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With more hair and bedazzles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhinestones.
Okay, well, who is it?
You said it would be the top right or the bottom left?
I said top right or bottom left just because of the way they Spoiler said Swifty. It seemed mad.
It was the bottom left, and I kind of want Matt to now go to the reveal of why she hates Taylor Swift, and it's is so fucking funny because it's like the most like virtue signaling thing in the world of like basically I hate Taylor Swift because I hate anyone who is popular and isn't speaking out about Palestine.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like if you
the fuck?
I can't honestly. Like,
like the reasoning.
I knew
she
was
like the music is fine.
I knew it was bottom left because when she said I'm a Swiftie, she like kind of twitched. Like it looked like it was physically painful for this person.
No, okay. So I find her music fine. I am not a Swiftie at all. I'm a punk. I'm an anarchist, and I go by those values, and her values do not match up with mine at all. So I am not into pop whatsoever. I have always been into punk music from the day that I was born, and I will continue to be. This is what I'm like in real life. I don't even go by Charlie. I go by Dogface. So, you know, if I showed...
Dogface!
I don't even go by Charlie. I go by Dogface.
What the fuck?
For the listener... Wait, pause it.
Yeah?
For the listener, while this
like
is happening...
Like, that fucking face is such
this
a...
This is, like, a very punchable. Very punchable face.
What is this person's pronouns? I can't...
I don't know.
Dog/face.
Dog/face.
We'll have to just say dog.
This person has gauges and then, like, every type
of
piercing that you can
piercings.
Have
yeah.
on
both
your face.
Both eyebrows, nose bridge.
Good goddamn. Yeah.
And then while they're talking about this, they are putting on, like, layers and layers... of like black leather with
like
studded like metal spikes.
I go by
studs.
Those values and those are not my values.
Yeah.
Fuck
all right,
you.
Continue.
You know, if I showed up looking like this, how I usually do, it would be pretty obvious. I don't really like in her music video for like you need to calm mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. The whole queer thing. A lot of people who are also gay are like, she's an ally, blah blah blah. And yes, she did speak about the trans issue, but one of the things that she also does is not really speak on anything else that queer people maybe go through. Specifically right now, she has chosen not to speak about Palestine.
What does that have to do with queer people?
This is... I really want
to
vomit.
It's like obviously like
so
a...
influence and power need to take a stand for Palestine. Because
everybody else is just like standing there.
Well, they're all Swifties, so they're mad.
I would be laughing.
Oh my god! Wait, look at this other guy. Oh my god! Watch him.
And I do not like that. If she's
look at his face.
I would be so.
He is judging him so hard.
Because
like you are
dazzled. Derek is so bad.
That's one of the guys in his 30s too. I just it's there's nothing. I did stand
up
for a room full of Gen Z people on Wednesday, and I was so scared because they really scared. They were nice. But in general, I'm terrified of
genocide. Bad.
Generation.
Everybody would be like, "Hey, you know what? You're right. It is bad. Swifties unite." That kind of thing. That's the bare minimum.
But she could also be like supporting, like quietly. Like maybe she's.
She shouldn't do that.
I don't. She shouldn't do that.
Oh no, we want to continue on this.
I can't watch that.
I can't touch this.
Fucking asshole. Oh, that's great.
That is a little twerp. That is the definition of
TWERP
twerp.
I gotta say, like, hey, I love punk music too. Taylor Swift isn't my favorite type of music, but fuck off, dog face.
dog face, do less, please.
Like, also, like, yeah, I don't have anything. I don't know.
Hey, dog face, this message Taylor for you. You're in the dog pound. You're the dog pound now, dog face.
Whoa, get the dog catcher.
It's just such a funny, like, I feel like if anything, it would be like talking about like Taylor Swift's like footprint, you know, like being like, oh, well, you know.
Don't get me started on the fucking footprint.
Oh my God.
I can't.
She's got some nice arches.
Yeah.
But it's like literally every fucking rich person who owns a jet.
Yeah.
I know. You know, like, why are we picking on her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
She's not, guess what? She's not in the top 30.
Oh my God.
Bitch.
Dog face
of people in the world
of people of the jet use.
Okay, well, that don't impress me much
that she's not even in the top 30 and she's the only one getting a ton of shit for it.
I mean, it's just sexism.
You
I don't know what
who
to tell
is
you
in the top, you know who is in the top 30?
Bill Gates.
Jim Carrey. Where the fuck is he going?
Where is he
he's
going?
Got nowhere to go.
Where is he going?
The fuck
the fuck.
I just googled dog face and you will not believe
What came up? Images of dogs.
Mostly cute dogs. One
What's
terrifying
one
dog born with crooked face named
Aww,
Picasso.
I love him.
He's named Picasso because his nose is below his chin.
His nose goes the wrong way.
I love him.
His rescuer says, quote, he is magical.
I want a side view.
Oh my God, that is scary.
Picasso is the best name for that dog.
I love him.
Oh my God. Dog face? That's what dog face looked like, is Picasso.
Bark, bark.
What was the beep, beep?
I don't know. I actually have no idea what that beep was.
That would be so funny if we weren't recording this whole episode.
Well, it wouldn't be. What was that beep, beep?
Everyone had a pause of being like, fuck. Like, oh, I don't think we are.
Beep, beep.
No. Or the power is about to go out on
it. Should we go to wait, did we already do a second ad?
No, but we are going to now.
Yeah. What time game. Is it? I don't even know.
We're 40 minutes in.
Cool, ad and game. Perfect timing. Ad and game break.
Yeah, so I just don't really agree with her because she like puts her potatoes in a jar that is plastic. And I just think that like that's not cool or environmentally friendly. Like Sabrina is the reason that like my ice melts in the glass.
Well, what if she's using cardboard quietly?
That doesn't matter. That's not okay. If she's doing that quietly,
Hey there, little miss. Sounds like I saved you from a world of pain. It's me, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, shit.
You shot me!
Hey! Boom!
Oh, my God. Thank you. I was so fucking over this, dude.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Are you tired of your bullshit liberal? Shut the... Boom! Boom! Are you tired of your bullshit liberal friends going around?
I sure am.
Talking shit about celebrities that
Hell
you love.
Yeah. It's
talking about
trash.
Their footprints and their feces and their toes.
Yeah, they need to keep their toes off my nose.
Yeah, and put them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I'm Dog the Bounty Hunter. And there's a bounty on all of your friends' heads who talk shit about anarchy and bullshit.
Hell
anarchy
yeah, puppy.
The only way
Boom!
I know.
Shut up, dog face.
Yeah.
Dog is talking.
Shut up, dog face. Dog is talking. And my name is Puppy.
Hey, Puppy.
Yeah.
Do you want to love me for the rest of your life?
Sure.
Boom!
Oh, no, my face.
Now your name is Picasso.
No.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm going to kill your liberal friends.
On CBS, 10 p.m. Wednesdays,
Please.
7 p.m. Central. Can't believe we got Doc the Bounty Hunter as
Has
a sponsor.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, no,
Chippy.
No.
Chip. Chipmunk. He was coming back to play a prank.
Chip, next time you want to be in a commercial, just let me know.
Okie dokie.
We'll let you start
we'll
it.
We'll let you. Yeah.
Y'all miss these sound effects, don't you?
Huh?
What?
You miss these sound effects, don't you?
I don't know what you mean.
How
I mean,
can we miss them?
You, oh, do you think like you have the devil voice on? Because right now you're just speaking normally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, chipmunk. You silly, silly
it's
chipmunk.
It's a creepy sound effect. It's good.
It's got a lot of reverb.
Yeah, a lot of reverb.
Yeah.
Real
Pizza.
Real pitch down.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Chocolate flowing
like waterfalls.
All right.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This game is called What's the Issue with the House I Want to Buy?
What's the Issue with the House I Want to Buy?
Wow.
It's a great neighborhood, but there's an issue. Aww.
Wow, this house is such a steal.
Why?
Why?
Why? Okay.
That's right. Another game that we stole from the podcast Threedom.
Yay!
Because I'm thinking about it now.
What?
Oh, well, I was waiting for his remix to end. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
All right. In this podcast, there will be two of us who are looking to buy a house together.
Okay.
Mm, third person is the realtor.
Okay.
The two people who are looking to buy the house come up with something that is wrong with the house.
Okay. And the realtor has to figure
out. And the realtor has to figure it out through the improv scene.
Love
okay.
It.
Can I be the realtor first?
Sure.
Yay.
Take your headphones off and say la-di-da.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with this house?
Haunted is too easy, I think.
Well, it could be more specific. What is it haunted by?
It's haunted. I just want to say dog face. But I mean, that's we just good. Said dog face.
Yeah, it's dog face heavy. But that might be funny. How about it's haunted by Taylor Swift's jet. Constantly flying around and spreading fucking poison.
Oh, okay. How about it's not haunted?
Okay.
But the roof has a bunch of like chemtrails and like.
Oh, it's themed after her jet.
Yeah, no, but what is the again, like fuel? They dump the fuel, and so it's covered in Taylor
Swift's
jet. Why are
they dumping fuel?
Because they have to dump.
Are you guys talking about nothing and just making me sit here?
No,
shut up.
I think we have to go in a different direction. This is going crazy.
No. The, like, not chemtrails, but the stuff that comes out of jets. The, like, waste. You know, it's on everybody's roof.
Like when
roof.
They flush the toilet?
No, it's on everybody's roof in Virginia Beach. It's, like, the dark black streaks. It looks like shit stains.
That's from the jets?
Yeah!
Whoa.
Yeah, we want to have them out here. All right.
Yeah, I never thought
we'll
about that.
We'll call them shit stains. Call... Taylor Swift's jets.
All right, there's
shit
fucking streaks all yeah. over the house. There's a bunch of fucking skid marks.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We're ready.
That was forever.
Well, we had
we had a. Anyways. Hello. Who is it?
Hi. Hey. Welcome. Oh. Come on in.
Yeah. Thanks. Who is it?
Sorry, I just like to pretend I'm inside when I knock on doors.
Yes. No, as you can see, we have a spacious foyer here.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Yes.
I like to know who I'm speaking to first. So I'm yeah. Jared.
Hi, Jared.
I'm Jared too.
Hello. Yeah.
Not Jared as well, but Jared too.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Jared, one word.
Jared
one name.
Two.
Yep.
And Jared, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
My last name is Binks.
Okay, Jared Two Binks.
And mine's Fogel.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And my name is...
I'm 6'1".
Okay.
I'm pretty tall.
And my name is Organic
I think
Comfort.
I'm only 6 feet. I thought yeah. I was 6'1", but like that's what my doctor tells me. But yeah. I'm a little shorter than Jared, too.
You wear those Skechers SketchUps, and they add at least 4 inches.
So we have a marble floor.
But the doctor
floor.
Made me take them off.
Yeah, but they stink, too. You need to wash them.
Okay, well, we don't need to talk about this until... Wait, she hasn't even told us her name yet.
Organic Comfort.
Your name's Organic Comfort?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
I don't judge.
Organa or organic?
Organic.
Oh, where is that from?
It's Swedish.
Yeah, what? Oh, it's Swedish.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
They have great fish over there.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Great furniture.
Yes.
Man, you're really small. You're only 5'4".
Uh-huh.
And you have a third ear coming out.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think we need to mention that, honey.
Okay, fine. All right, show us. Hey, by the way, coming in, this exterior is not really what we were hoping for.
Well,
yeah,
so it's
that
a,
is true.
It's a new type of Scandinavian design.
Oh, it's on purpose? Because it
yes.
looks like... It looks a little haphazard.
I know mm-hmm. it looks like the house is made out of cardboard boxes, but it's not.
Well, yeah, like a heavily used cardboard box of like a hobo from New York.
Yes, right. Yes, it seems.
I assume we can get rid of it?
Of the front, the exterior design?
Well, the issue with it.
No,
yeah.
It's actually structurally really important.
Really?
Yeah, the appeal of the cardboard box looking exterior is that it's covered in piss and that actually
well
keeps
Jesus
away
I didn't expect that
rats.
That also
yeah I mean yeah. It looks a little less like piss and more like a
well does that doesn't bring us inside also and like that pattern doesn't come in with us the
well
oh no
oh
unfortunately
oh.
Organic are you kidding me.
Listen,
organic.
This house was owned by a radical group.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Were they radical liberals or?
No.
Oh, radical.
They were bad guys.
Oh, they're radical conservatives. That's why they live in Virginia Beach underneath all the.
Yes.
You know, and the
noise. Chemtrails.
I told you we shouldn't be buying in Virginia Beach, honey.
Wait, these are chemtrails?
No, in the air.
But don't they come down at some point?
That's why you want to stay inside.
Oh,
so come on in, marble foyer.
Listen.
Okay, well, I can get past the outside if the inside is nice, okay?
Where are they coming from, though? Where are all these stains coming from?
They're coming from the people.
Oh, my God. You're not going to tell me that she's up there right now flying over.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Just in circles over us?
Yes. Her emissions are really out of control.
I just don't understand the point to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand her footprint, but I don't want her feet prints all over the top of my house.
Right. And now that I'm looking at it, I love these countertops in the kitchen.
Yes.
Really love them.
Uh-huh.
But there seems to be stuff on those also.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm a little confused how that got there too.
Yes. So it is covered in glitter.
Oh wow.
That's what she eats?
See, I see this as marble. I'm more of a fan of blank slate, baby.
Okay. So Taylor Swift is flying above the house.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the reason we wanted to move to the neighborhood.
Right.
Yes.
In case she crashes, we can catch her.
Yeah. Yeah. Angel from heaven, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's that causing the roof to look like, huh?
The roof is looking like a fucking roof with a jet flying over it.
Yeah! I think you got it. And that's why we were talking a long time about what the emissions are called, like from the jets. You know, it's on all the houses in Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. It's the emissions from Taylor Swift's house or jet.
And then I guess I took it too literally and thought we were talking about skid marks were all over the house. That's why I kept trying to bring us inside. What? I was like, I get that you're...
So what was wrong with that?
We had two different ideas.
Okay, so you both went with your own idea.
No, we talked about it.
And still both did your own thing?
I think it was success.
It went from him... It went from like...
Matt
was. It was haunted. It was haunted by ghost face, okay? No, dog face.
No, it wasn't.
It was haunted by dog face. You got it. It was the emissions of Taylor Swift's house, jet, sorry. It were like on top of the roof.
There's like black streaks
and it looked
on the
like
roof
shit
of the house.
Stains,
which I
shit
just
stains.
Learned is from the jets.
Yeah.
And they're only in Virginia Beach, and that's why you don't see them here. Which I still am not unsure about.
What are you talking about?
That's what I said. And I said, so like skid marks all over.
Wait.
And then we said yes. And
emissions?
Then you said, are we you done yet? And we
emissions.
Said yes.
Emissions are invisible.
Honey.
What are you? What the fuck?
We're
are
not
you
talking
about
farts
about?
Over here.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought we were gonna go with the actual skid marks. We're covering the whole interior
I'm,
of the
honestly,
house.
Honestly, I could all not right. be like
listen, you got it.
I don't. Okay.
All right.
I got it.
Whose turn is it next?
Jeff's.
Okay. Right. But don't fuck with me and try to choose something awful like we just did because that wasn't good.
Is it bad when I do this?
No, you keep it
I
up.
Just keep I don't like.
Come
it.
In. All right. We'll choose something real cool.
Okay.
Choose something that's be on the same page and.
No. Yeah. Skid- you guys sucked at that.
Yes.
I'll do better.
Okay. I'm saying that skid
marks. La la la! Stop
skid
listening.
Skid marks across the house would have been a lot
stop
funnier.
Listening
than a mission. Try to
Jeff,
make something fun.
Just let us finish the game. I want to get home tonight.
God.
All
right. Okay. Let's do skid marks again.
Let's do
skid marks all over the house. And dog face is an actual dog, and he's just rubbing his ass all over.
And he did the poops.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're ready. Who is it?
Hey. Welcome. You must be the Daniels.
Yes, I'm Della.
Wait, are you Jared?
Yeah, I'm Jared.
Jared Fogle?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, we're leaving, honey. This guy's a pedophile.
Yeah, fuck it. We're out.
All right, good scene. Wait, what was your name, honey?
Della.
No one called me out on BJ Fogle last season.
It's because you guys were both fucking talking at once. That was the worst fucking game.
Honey, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, whatever.
My name's Del.
Can we just talk to the realtor?
My name's Del Della.
Can we talk to the realtor?
Del Della.
I get it.
Della!
If you guys want to go... If you guys want to go to the car and work this out and come back...
No, we're fine.
No.
Okay, it just seems like...
It smells awful.
It smells awful in
here.
Well,
let's concentrate on you guys first. Okay. You seem a little off.
Oh, we're fine. Yeah, we're fine.
You seem like you're in the middle of something.
We're couples. Couples fight.
Yeah. We're in Texas, and we just lost the right to abortion, so...
Couples
How would you feel?
Couples fight.
I would feel like I was 2 years late to finding that out.
It's normal couple stuff. Couples fight.
Yeah. Del, okay, no. Del and Della.
You're right. I don't mean to pry. Yeah.
Let's get on with this, Jared.
Anyways, yeah, I am. I cooked some cookies.
Oh.
You know, like the classic thing of, you love fresh baked cookies smelling
the
house.
The kitchen looks like a mess. There's chocolate everywhere.
Everywhere. What kind of cookies are these?
I'm not a very good cook. I'm a better realtor, but.
What kind of chocolate do you use?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Oh. I mean, that's like
I like
really
that real
dark.
Bitter. Really? Yeah, the bitter
it's
ones.
It's like tarry, too.
And like.
Well, do you want some cookies? Here they are. I mean.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, what? What is that little creature that just snatched it away?
Oh, my God.
That's Philo.
Philo?
Philo?
Yeah, that's Philo.
Is that his name?
I believe so.
That's not what his tag says.
Oh, yeah. He has a tag?
Yes.
I always just call him Philo.
And why is the chocolate like around his anus?
Yeah.
I don't go into your bedroom and ask you what you've been doing, okay?
Can you show us another room besides the kitchen?
Yeah,
because this is weird.
I want to move on.
Okay, I mean, I sure. So you don't want any cookies before we leave?
No.
The kitchen. Wow. Okay. Fine. So here's the foyer. I know it's funny. I should have started with it since you walked through it. But yeah, it's just...
Wait, you're walking us back through the foyer?
Yeah, I'm going back into the foyer.
Is this the most interesting room? Show us an interesting room.
Did you make cookies in here too? Because I see those same. Dang.
They're on the ceiling,
It just got chaotic, and Philo kind of grabbed some of it and was running around.
Bit me!
Oh my God. Philo, no!
God.
Philo?
Jesus.
Philo?
What a little anarchist.
What an anarchist.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. That creature is so punk.
It's so pretentious. Yeah. Got rhinestones all over
the place. Philo is very punk and pretentious. You know what? Let me look at this tag.
Yeah. Now, he usually
Philo,
doesn't
sit,
go by Philo.
Sit and stay. It's not going to stay. I'm just going to grab his neck so I can read the tag.
Oh my God.
Get over there.
Is that a Palestine flag on his collar?
Yeah.
Free
so
Palestine.
So it turns out his name is Dogface.
Why is he? Yeah. Okay, can we see another room?
Yeah, let's see another
room. Yeah, I mean.
The foyer is not very interesting.
Are you guys in a rush? I'm trying to show
we
you
are.
Every detail. It's a
We're trying
beautiful
to get divorced.
House.
We're in a rush.
You're trying to get divorced. Divorce
yeah.
and
divorce.
Buy and buy a house.
Yeah, this would be our last house together.
Yeah, first and last.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's getting half of it in the divorce.
First half, last half.
Okay. Well,
show us another room.
I don't know if you guys plan on having kids in that time, but I'll show you this nursery that is just amazing.
Oh, this nursery.
Did you bake cookies in
here too? Was there a baby in here?
Listen, I had an easy bake oven that I plugged in here so that it would smell like fake cookies.
It's
that's
not the smell I'm getting.
Yeah, I smell hint of it. A hint of it, but I...
It's a lot of like that shit smell.
Oh.
But do you smell like a little bit
of
sugar?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Are you saying that all this brown stuff is shit?
House is covered in shit stains.
Where did this shit come from?
Oh my God.
I don't think it's that. I mean, like Philo... ran out. I mean, Dogface. Like,
are you
me.
Saying Dogface
shit
everywhere? And rubbed his
I
butt.
I don't think so.
So they look like shit stains.
I told him go to the store and get the malleable dark chocolate.
Della, we're getting out of here.
Del, I'm out.
No, 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 no. I haven't even shown you. No, bye.
Woof, woof, woof. Woo, you guessed it.
The house was covered in skid marks.
Yeah. From dog face. I got it within 5 seconds.
No, you didn't.
I did. I just was trying to play.
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay. Now my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to do improv.
Okay.
He's so loud.
I know. This is hard. Okay. So, this house does not have a roof. The ceilings are made of actual popcorn.
The ceilings are made of popcorn, yeah. And the roof is just a tarp.
Yes.
Okay.
Or like a big, the roof is made out of a popcorn bucket from a movie theater.
It's a bunch of Dune buckets put
yes,
together.
Yes.
Okay.
Come back!
Okay.
That was a really good rendition of that, the opening song to Survivor, actually.
It also sounds like the closing song in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, God,
hello?
Doorbell, doorbell.
We've been waiting.
Oh,
hello?
I'm so sorry.
Hello?
Oh, come in. I'm opening the door. Oh, you must be the McGellers.
Yes,
yeah,
our
of course.
Our appointment was 20 minutes ago.
We've been ringing the doorbell for 20 minutes.
Hello? I'm so sorry. I was just installing the doorbell.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't even ringing. The second you plugged it in, it just was going off.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you must
Honey,
be...
Honey, I told you we should have knocked.
Honey, I told you doorbells are the way to the future.
So yeah, clearly not, because those don't work. A knock never doesn't work.
Okay, sorry.
Except for in Jacob Marley, Christmas Carol. You must be Sharon Michelle Geller McGeller.
Yep.
Oh. And,
how do you know my wife?
We're on... What's the cheating website? Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh, me too.
That's
Same.
Actually how we met, too.
Yeah, we met there.
That's great.
It's beautiful.
I'm actually just buying my second house for me and my mistress.
I'm sorry.
Wife.
I do recognize you are Michael Sarah Michelle Geller McGeller.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
Michael Sarah Michelle Geller McGeller and Sarah Michelle Geller McGeller.
Yeah, don't you forget
okay.
it.
All right.
That's
well, welcome to the house.
Hi,
this is the foyer.
You.
Not a fun room. So I'll just take you to the fun room to
okay.
begin with. All
right.
I actually
see.
Have more questions about the foyer.
Okay. Well, you can stay here and I'm going to go take your banging wife. Up to the main bedroom.
Okay, okay. Oh,
okay,
hold up.
Okay,
only right. one person, Ashley Madison's my mistress, not wife.
Yes.
Here, and that's me.
Apologies,
now,
Michael Sarah.
Now, I have a question. I noticed as we were walking in, the roof is kind of unconventional. how does that fare in all the storms we get around here?
Yeah, oh, there's not going to be leaks, are there?
Well, you know, there are. It's part of the design, right? So when the water comes in, it actually trickles through to the hot water heater, and it actually helps warm up the rest of the house. So it's functional. It's functional.
Hmm, I didn't think that's why hot water heaters worked. Last time I checked, those are to heat water for
this
your
is a zero
sinks and...
zero emission house.
It's
completely, really?
100% green.
Okay.
Anyways, so the main master bedroom, and sorry to use slave language,
let's
but
go.
Master bedroom.
Okay, we're going there right away.
Yeah. All right. You can see it's furnished right now. None of this comes with the house, but right now we have this kind of like fuzzy sort of like, are you guys, do you have allergies?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, I do. I'm allergic to butter.
Oh.
That's what that smell is.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
like a sweetness.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
well,
no.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here, take your shot, honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
oh.
I tried to butter up the walls.
Sorry, I just got to jam a needle into her neck whenever she sneezes.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. So you're like the opposite of anti-vaxxers. You all are pro-vaxxers?
We vax anytime you think
any
something's
chance.
Coming.
Yes.
So like the other day, I was walking down the street and there was dust in the air. Would you believe it? I know. So I... take a deep breath because I'm like, outside, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I cough from the dust.
Oh.
What does my beautiful Michelle Geller 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 do?
Vax, baby.
Vax. Slams run right up my penis hole.
Slams.
Whoa. Whoa! Now that's slamming.
Now, speaking of slamming, we like to have wild sex.
Wild.
And yeah. Flip each other over. A lot of times I like to be suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this material is very
snow. Will it hold a swing?
No, you see how it looks like the canopy of a jungle? Those are vines.
I'm not getting a jungle.
You're not getting jungle vines?
No.
Well, one of our designers mentioned Twizzlers. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Spaghetti.
No. I mean, Twizzlers would have been closer.
I don't know why you're just saying things when you can clearly see it.
How our sex swing hooks will like deal with all the, you know, the butter is slippery and the
yes.
salt. And
well, listen.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I just really, I'm making up a lot of excuses. I really need to sell this house. You see, my house is a gingerbread house.
So the behind the like ceiling that we can see,
yeah,
is gingerbread. Also, because that just seems like two things are
here.
I'm not talking about this house. I'm saying the reason why I'm trying to sell you this house is my house is a gingerbread house, and me and my wife are trying to upgrade. So I'm trying to sell you this house. So no, this is not a gingerbread house.
Okay,
no,
okay. I was about to say.
Okay, but I've
heard of this type of ceiling before. Like, it's a common style of ceiling, but I didn't think you would take it so literally.
Well,
listen, people, especially in the 90s, huge fans of popcorn ceilings. And so guess what? We were like, if you want popcorn ceilings, we got them. And you can see, actually, the entire upstairs in the attic is a Dune popcorn bucket.
Did you hear us say that?
No, I did not.
How'd you know it was...
You doubled
the roof
us.
Was a
well,
Dune popcorn bucket.
You see, as soon as you said popcorn ceilings, I was like, okay, this has got to be Dune popcorn bucket.
Damn.
I was about to be like... Because, like, if I can't fuck you in, like, by hanging you from the ceiling, then maybe I could just climb into the roof and do that.
I'll fuck the roof. Yeah, we were going to say a fuck
the roof.
I fucked the roof today.
The roof. The roof. The roof is fuckable.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
That was What's Wrong was with fun. This House? Why Should I Buy It?
What's wrong
with this house?
What's wrong?
What's the problem? This house wrong? The location's perfect. There's got to be a catch.
Ooh, should I buy it?
Oh.
Buttery ceilings and fuckable roofs.
Well, everybody, the train's pulling into the station, and you know what that means? It's the end of another whirlwind episode of How
Mom.
Dog face.
I don't want to leave yet, Mom. All
right, everybody.
Dog face.
Does anyone have anything to plug? I just want to plug the art contest. Everybody, don't forget about the art contest.
We yeah,
are
Liam.
Looking for How Embarrassing Artwork.
We're looking for you.
Other than that, I got nothing right now.
I want to plug episode 148. I've already forgotten. Check it out. You only heard the first 4 minutes recently?
195 or something.
Whoa.
Don't check out that one.
Okay.
check out Eva's episode because it's longer than 4 minutes now.
Yes, please, Queens. Matt, you got anything?
Nah.
I want to plug this podcast.
Yeah, plug this podcast.
Everybody share the pod. Say that the pod, How Embarrassing is having a How Embarrassance. And we're coming back, baby. 2024 is going to be our year.
Dude,
let's get
Dog Face
on here.
How Embarrathon.
If we get Dog Face.
I would love to get Dog Face.
Let's get Dog Face because I would love to roast that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Also, Matt, your background screen on your big computer looks like contact lenses.
It does.
All right. Well, to all the,
okay.
To all the little ones out there, we love you very much. And until next time,
so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast. Go on podcast production. If you have an embarrassing podcast and you want to be a podcast, then you gotta be a podcast. And be a podcast. And you gotta be a podcast. And you gotta be a podcast. Send us an email. HowEmbarrassingPodcast@gmail.com.
I don't even go by Charlie. I go by Dogface.
It's me, Dogface.
Chipmunks for Dogface.